Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Maybe they're not rebuilding, they're more remodeling. They're trying to do it quickly with the pieces that they have, get the 2 first-round picks and flip it around real quick. They're redoing the kitchen.
That's still a massive rebuild. Unless you go to Northeast Factory Direct for your kitchen cabinets, then you're going to get 50, 60, 70% off. Okay, I'm done. That's Nick in Atlanta.
I redid my kitchen recently. It took longer than a day.
It took a long time. But you did a very nice job. Lyman and I were in there. It was a hell of a kitchen.
Was it not?
Yeah. It was like, everything was perfect. Everything was perfect. I wanted to call it like, but it was white, so it wasn't rustic. I'm not a designer. I'm not an architect.
Farm.
You got it.
Farmhouse.
Yeah. That's very good. That's very big now. It's a wonderful kitchen. Right now, the Browns kitchen isn't that wonderful because I don't know what they're...
It's outhouse.
I don't know what this plan... Very well done. I don't know if this plan, whatever it is actually, like you said, rebuild. I don't know. Does a rebuilding team do the things they did with Myles Garrett and making sure that Joel Bitonio returns and all the other stuff? Is it there now? He's got a contract. I'm sure he can decide whether or not he wants to come back or not, but there's just a lot of things with a rebuilding team that they're not doing. So that's it. And when it comes to Nick Chubb, I think I might just have to admit that this is going to take some faith. They don't deserve any, but they don't believe that he's good enough to play football for them anymore. And so they let him test it because I think if they needed to have it, they would have made sure everything they brought him back. This team has never been shy to pay people money. But there's definitely people making football decisions in there that believe that he's just not worth it for what they want to plan for the future. All right, that's going to be a tremendous gamble. Because if your offense is still dead last in the league like it was last year, and he's doing anything with Houston, well, you're going to hear about it. And you are going to hear about it not just on Browns Mondays. You are going to hear about it every single damn day. Because that's a pretty good football team down there. And if he's able to help out C.J. Stroud and all that stuff, heaven help us. But you asked me a very tough question to answer. Did I think he was going to be great this year? And my answer was, I can't say yes, no. So what do I do? Well, I'm just a fan. I wanted to bring him back. I wanted to bring him back any way possible. But if one, he doesn't really want to seem to be here in so many ways because he has 1 year. He's a free agent. He has maybe 1 year left. He wants to be a part of a team that's winning, that's known to be a guaranteed competitive team by the beginning of the season. Okay. And two, yeah, I'm an emotional person about this stuff. It's hard for me to look past it. It's hard for me to make that cold decision on your best football is behind you. It's best for us to move on. It's tough.
Do we think, because we've seen some of the reporting about whether or not, I know you had talked about they are trying to make inroads. They are trying to make this happen, but where it eventually fell apart, like is it the money? Is it the fact that he doesn't think the Browns are going to be good this year? Is it the fact that Browns don't think he's going to be good this year?
Probably all three to some level.
How far apart Was it just paying lip service? Did both sides just want to make it seem like they were being really nice about it when behind the scenes it might not have been all that nice?
I think we'll find out more. I think we'll find out more as time goes on. I know that, you know, I think Nick likes the fans, and I know, again, there's people in high positions there who definitely wanted Nick Chubb to be coming back. Joe and Avon, you're next up on the Fan. Hello.
Good morning. How are you guys doing? Minus Nick not being with us anymore.
Getting by. Go right on ahead, Joe. Thank you very much.
Well, 48 years I've been with this team, and definitely a roller coaster ride. But for me, I will be with them always. But when they said they didn't want Baker because they wanted an adult in the room, and their adult in the room was Deshaun Watson, their credibility is trash. I'm emotional. I wear it on my sleeve. I understand, you know, Chubb not being with him. I want him to do great this year. I want him to succeed. I don't want the Texans to succeed. And it just, it hurts because that guy did everything right. 2018, the draft with Baker, Denzel, and him was incredible. And it's a shame it can't be continued.
Yeah, if we can't win, and Joe, thank you very much for the call. I think Joe feels the same. I think a lot of people feel the same way Joe does. If we can't win, we're going to hold on to these players that have exemplified what greatness is. Joe Thomas, people love Joe Thomas. The team was terrible. Nick Chubb was not a part of the second playoff run, unfortunately, because
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
The injury, he was definitely a big part of the 2020 playoff run. If we're not going to be good consistently, like, we like guys who stand out and they're just Teflon to the bad decisions the organization makes. I mean, when Joe Thomas first got drafted, it was like the only good decision that organization made, and then they went on to make bad decisions for the next decade, and it's almost feeling the same way with Nick. It's like, all right, Baker's a goofball. We need an adult in the room. You brought in Deshaun Watson. Then Baker goes on and does other good things. You've made mistakes in free agencies. You've made mistakes in the draft. Nick is here. Nick is great. Like, we hold on to the players more because that's what gives us the chance to kind of look back to the way the team used to be way before 1999. 216-474-0092. We'll get back to this coming up at 7 o'clock. I want to play this audio for you guys because we're going to get into this later as well. And we got to get into it right now. Chris Fedor was on over the weekend on with Earl the Pearl and Spencer German. And this is some strong commentary here from Chris about Darius Garland.
I keep coming back to the same thing. Guys, I keep coming back to Darius has to go. Like, if you're going to reimagine the offense, if you're going to reconfigure the roster, and if you're going to reset your salary cap situation, this is a top-heavy team. This is a top-heavy roster. This is a team that is going to get really, really expensive as we continue to move forward. But if you're trying to accomplish all three of those things in one off season, there is one move that allows you to do that, and it's trading Darius. And it comes with this caveat, right? The package that they would be offered for Darius would have to be one that I would say yes to. It would have to be one that they would say yes to. And it would have to be one that I believe would make them a better basketball team and increase their chances of taking the next step as an organization and competing for a championship.
Did Chris say that about Darius last year?
Not to that level.
Okay. There's a reason I asked that question, but you go ahead with your thoughts on what you just said.
Yeah, I was surprised. I was surprised to hear that great, as usual, by the way, great weekend programming here at 923 The Fan. Want to make that abundantly clear.
Daryl and Spencer are great. So is Daryl and Nick.
Yeah. If you're not listening to the weekends, I know a lot of stations, they just go national all weekends. We have great local programming. I was surprised to hear it. Like, that hit my phone, and the aggregators around the NBA have picked up these comments, and they have combined that with some other stuff that's been said, stuff that Brian Windhorst has said. So you have a bunch of people that are pretty dialed into the Cavs situation talking about Darius Garland in a way that I have not heard them ever. Remember, he's basically started every game since being drafted by the Cavs.
If he's willing to say that on the radio, because he wasn't willing to go that far last year, if Chris is willing to say that on the radio, then I have to think that they're shopping him, without a doubt.
Doesn't it seem like I'm not oblivious. I know that there are people that write stuff to generate headlines and to get aggregated intentionally, because that's part of the game.
Mm-hmm.
But the stuff I'm seeing on Darius Garland, there seems to be real credibility here that I don't think you tend to get with just a bunch of the NBA rumor mill.
No. I the first time, let me repeat it, he didn't say it last year. A lot of people wanted to get rid of him last year. Then he got signed. If he's willing to say that on the radio, that to me tells me that they are actively shopping him. Because if he knew that they weren't, I don't think he'd say that. I really don't think he would do that. To hear that, now, my issue is, when are you going to get in return? Because I keep seeing the Jalen Suggs stuff. It's going to be a tough sell for me when it comes to like Jalen Suggs. It's going to be a tough sell for me with a lot of guys. Because, I mean, you're talking about a two-time All-Star there who's only 25 years old. And if you get rid of him for any of the names or any of the light names that we've talked about here over the last couple of weeks, that's not going to be a very good sales pitch for a guy like me.
Well, they're in a tough spot.
I enjoy him.
They're in a tough spot because Darius was fantastic for most of the season. He had bounced back in a big way from his season from hell.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, the playoffs, he is a big unknown. And, you know, he's been here long enough, and unfortunately there's zero track record in the playoffs for him. And as we're watching two teams last night, if you were watching the NBA Finals, like, there are guys that are on paper way worse than Darius Garland who are playing way better in bigger moments than Darius is and make way less money than Darius does. So it's just something to file away. Like, Darius has a big contract and is not meeting those expectations come playoff time, despite how good he was in last year's regular season.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent.
That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.